Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you listening to this podcast here at HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and on Wednesday, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke to the media after the practice outside at the Methodist Training Center and talked a little bit about the defense.
Have you seen your defense play any better than they did in the second half on Sunday?
Well, you know, against the Raiders, they played pretty darn good, too. But, yeah, that was a dominant half of football. And, you know, they've shown signs, you know, of having a chance to be a really good defense to me as we get going here. And, you know, we just need to find consistency. And that's probably talking about the whole team. But, yeah, that was special. That was the only way we had a chance to come back in that game.
Do you like the way the linebackers are working together?
I think Cush has really pushed D'Amico's game to another level, you know, just competition-wise. I think Zach is as healthy as he's been, you know, coming back from his leg. And the key thing, they've all been playing together. So the longer they stay healthy, I think they're only going to get better.
Exactly what happened to Brazel? What was the injury? Did he have surgery?
You know, John, I'll try. It's a Lisfranc. Does that make sense? Yeah. So he got it fixed this morning at the 7 o'clock. He's out of surgery. He's actually going to spend the night in the hospital. Everything went good. He's doing okay.
What do you think about Caldwell? Is he ready to play?
Well, I mean, he's got to be. He's young. He's probably going to make some mistakes. He's going to probably go through exactly what Casey's went through here, his first three starts in this league. But like I just told him on the field, that's what we drafted him for. We got confidence in him, and, you know, it's an opportunity for him and Chris in this league that neither one have ever had. And I know Caldwell's young, but, you know, a chance to take advantage of it and become a player.
What are his strengths?
He's a sharp kid. I mean, he's played center, played guard, so he can handle a lot from that standpoint. I just think the key when you get your first starts in this league is understanding the speed of the game and how fast it is and how good they are for four quarters. And, like Casey's gotten better each week, so that's what we want to see from these guys.
Do you have any other injury issues?
No, we're fine. Everybody's here today.
Everybody's here. Practice, that's
everybody's here. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, so we're good.
Coach, here's a little bit. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, the prospect of Rush Limbaugh getting into the NFL. Has this become an issue for your players, or has that even been talked about?
I'm worried about the Bengals. I got no comment regarding that's a league issue.
Okay. The Bengals, we're talking to Marvin Lewis today. If you watched Benson,
yeah.
You wanted him, you made him a great offer, they made him a better offer. What is it that he's doing so well now that he didn't do in the past?
Well, he's a fine player, John, and you can see he's hungry right now. I mean, he got a new start there, and obviously they're giving him great opportunities, you know, in the game. He's getting a lot of carries, and, you know, he's always been a fine player, and you see that happen to a lot of guys. You know, they move one time, and then they settle down and really get their careers going. It's kind of like Joel coming here in a lot of ways. So we're very impressed, and we know that stopping them starts with stopping him right now. He's playing well.
What about, you mentioned Cushing taking D'Amico's game to the next level because of competition. Yeah. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I think they just push each other, John. You know, when you're D'Amico out here, and he's, of course, our captain, and been a leader around here since he's been here, and all of a sudden a young kid steps in and, you know, how he goes about his business, the plays that he's making week in and week out. And to me, it makes only D'Amico only better. I mean, it's like they compete in practice. I mean, when we call defense up, we sprint to the ball first. I mean, little things, they just make each other better.
And Cushing missed those preseason. Did it take him that number of games to really get going, or did he hit the ground running?
He hit the ground running, John, but he's eliminated his mistakes. You know, the first few weeks, he still made plays, but he made mistakes. The mistakes have started to go away. The effort plays are there. Last week, he was asked to do something he's never done. He rushed a passer. You know, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say probably in the 20s. And so he comes out of that game a little more beat up going against those big bodies. But I don't think there's anything he can't do, John. And as long as we've got him knowing what's happening in the right place, he's going to make plays.
What do you think is defense need to be consistent? What do you think is the key to
that? I'm talking about the whole team, Chris. You know, I mean, just I think it's just, you know, being able to do things for four quarters. I mean, you know, you don't dominate, hold somebody to 43 yards in this league. That's incredible, you know. But, you know, can you go through a four-quarter game and play a good four quarters and contain somebody and, you know, instead of having the spurts that we've had, like right before the half, you know, where the game kind of, you know, got out of control there for a few seconds. So it's not just them. It's everybody. It's all of us, you know, being consistent in what we're doing.
Can you talk a little bit about Cincinnati's defense and what you see? What their strengths are?
Well, Marvin's always done a good job there, him and them. And I think what's happened to me is, first off, their linebackers are as good a group as I've seen on film this year. So exceptional. Odom leads the league in sacks, if I'm right. I think their team is in the top two or three in sacks. So they're getting to the quarterback, just playing very hard. They're not on the field long. Their offense is running the ball well. So they're just playing well as a team. And they're making all the plays in crunch time. Every game they've been in the fourth quarter, they've made the plays.
Talk a little bit about Carson, what Palmer's brought to that offense.
Well, I think he's one of the best in the business. And before he got hurt, I was so impressed with him and his accuracy and how he plays. And, you know, of course, he went through the injury last year. Nothing you can do, but he's back. He's the heart and soul, the leader of the team. And, you know, we're facing a totally different football team this week than we did last year.